The French government today accepted the resignation of the country's Director General of Health. Dr. Lucien Abenaïm, who was France's equivalent of the Surgeon General, said he was quitting over the controversy surrounding the government's handling of the heat wave over the last several weeks. Earlier today, the country's health minister admitted that as many as 5,000 people may have died in the heat wave. NPR's Nick Spicer joins us now from Paris. Nick, first on the resignation of the Surgeon General, has he been taking the blame for all of these deaths?
Well, it's a bit strange. He went on TV tonight, and he said he had resigned so that he could speak freely. But then he said that there was not really any guilty party as far as the heat wave deaths were concerned. He said he didn't want to attack anybody, including the health minister, Jean-François Mattei, which sort of begs the question, why resign if nobody is guilty? So it was a little bit confusing. Maybe he thinks more heads will roll. It's kind of hard to know right now.
What about possible ramifications for the government of the prime minister or President Jacques Chirac?
There may well be some. Most observers were expecting the political calendar to get hot only in September when unions were expected to continue an arm wrestle with the government over reforming the health system. But with the heat wave deaths, the calendar has been brought forward for especially the Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin. I think President Chirac won't be touched, although he didn't really say anything about the heat wave, and that hasn't been perceived very well. Some politicians are calling for resignations, but the leading ones are being careful. I think at a time like this, when you have thousands of French families shocked and grieving, there are really few political points to be scored by asking for resignations right now. You'll just look ghoulish. There have been calls for a parliamentary inquiry. I haven't seen any post-heatwave polls yet, but I suspect that the government will be running the danger of either appearing uncaring or irresponsible. At the same time, it risks alienating two really important constituencies, which are the elderly, and France is a demographically old country, and doctors. And doctors, of course, are very important here because of the planned overhaul of the medical system.
Nick, the numbers of estimated deaths have been going up in quantum leaps. It went from hundreds, and then quickly it was estimated to be 3,000, now maybe 5,000. How do you account for that?
Well, the numbers have just been coming in from different sources, and it's been taking a little while to sort of put them all together. They come from funeral homes, from hospitals, and the death registers in France's different communes. There's also a sort of scientific but very political debate on which deaths are actually heat-related and which can be described as natural. But it's clear there are thousands more this time than last year. We know the government, for example, had to requisition a giant refrigerated food warehouse to stock all the extra bodies just from the Paris region. The numbers went up, I think, because a lot of people go on vacation and leave their old folks at home, you know, and the director of the Red Cross here said it's people have to keep in mind it's not enough just to leave your grandparents or elderly relatives at home with a full fridge and a telephone and think that that will be enough. They need to have someone look up on them, particularly when the temperatures are over 100 degrees, and I know what it was like. It's hard to think straight.
France had announced emergency measures to deal with this heat wave. Are those still in force now that temperatures have come down a bit?
They're still in force, but they don't really serve any purpose. I mean, the government, I think it's fair to say, missed the boat. The prime minister this week, after the deaths, which basically took place over 2 weekends ago, was shown on TV in a retirement home asking old people to drink water, but the temperatures were in the 80s or 70s. They didn't really have to be told to drink water anymore. I think what we can say now is that if there is another heat wave, then those measures, which include, you know, extra beds, military hospitals being opened up to civilians, then they'll come in handy, but they certainly weren't timely this year.
Well, NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you, Melissa.